That old school bell is ringing, and you know what that means. It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So go get your Bibles, and when you get your Bible, open it up to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. That's where the lesson will be today. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And while you're doing that, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd. I am the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And our teacher is E.A. Elam. And he is teaching us by way of Bible school lessons he wrote for the year 1922. And we are on lesson 8 of the second quarter. This lesson was written for Sunday, May 21st, 1922, and it's about Hilkiah the priest and how he found the book of the law of Moses in the temple. It's quite a remarkable story. Josiah had become king, and as king, he wanted the temple cleaned up. Solomon's old temple had fallen into neglect and disrepair. And so Hilkiah, one of the priests, was part of cleaning the temple. And while he was cleaning the temple, he found the book of the law of Moses. That's like someone going into an old church that had been neglected, and they're trying to clean it up. And look, they found a Bible in that church. And it is as though they had not found a Bible before. They didn't know what the Bible said. And they thought, you know, instead of listening to all these people tell us what the Bible says, maybe we ought to read the Bible and see what it says. And they open up the book and they read that Bible and they find out, you know, we're not doing what the Bible says. We need to start doing that. And so they call the people together and say, we're going to start worshiping the way the Bible says. That's pretty much what happened when Hilkiah found the book of the law of Moses. As the temple had been neglected, so also had the law of Moses been neglected, and they had not been keeping the Passover as they were instructed. And when they opened that book and found out what God wanted them to do, well, they decided they're not going to just do what they've been doing. They're going to do what their Bible said for them to do. Now, that's the story. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Let me read the text of this. I'll be reading 2 Chronicles 34, verses 14 through 16, and then verses 29 through 32. This is lesson number 47 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, let's read this text. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of Jehovah given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of Jehovah. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and moreover brought back word to the king, saying, all that was committed to thy servants they are doing. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the king went up to the house of Jehovah, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levites and all the people, both great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Jehovah. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before Jehovah to walk after Jehovah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And he caused all that were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. What a story. That is from the American Standard Version that was copyrighted in 1901. Now, the golden text for this lesson is Psalm 119, verse 105. And the golden text says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path." I also want to read the devotional reading that is also found in the book of Psalm. This is the Psalm 19, beginning in verse 7 and going to the end of the psalm. "The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Clean thou me from hidden faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be clear from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer." All right, that was the devotional reading. Now let me get into the lesson notes that were provided for us by E.A. Elam. This is on page 127 of that little book of Sunday school lessons that I have before me. And the introduction has three parts. The first part is about Josiah. Josiah was the son of Amon. Amon followed the evil example of Manasseh, his father, before Manasseh repented. He forsook God and served the idols Manasseh had made. He reigned only 2 years. His servants, for some unknown reason, assassinated him. But the people of the land slew all these servants and made Josiah king. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, coming to the throne through the assassination of his father, 2 Chronicles 34:1. He was reared under the most unfavorable circumstances, being the son and grandson of wicked kings. Manasseh, however, repented and sought to undo the wrongs he had done. Josiah was the great-grandson of the good king Hezekiah. But Hezekiah's father, Ahaz, was a most ungodly and wicked man. It is remarkable that Manasseh should at first forsake the instruction of a righteous father, but it is just as remarkable that Hezekiah and Josiah should turn away from the ungodly examples of their fathers. Judging from the age of Jehoiakim, Josiah's son, when he began to reign, Josiah must have married at 13 years of age. Josiah was 39 when he died. And Jehoiakim was 25 when he began to reign, succeeding his brother, who reigned only 3 months. 2 Kings 23:31 through 37. For the names of Josiah's wives, see 2 Kings 33, 31, and verse 36. Now, number 2 of the introduction. Josiah did right before God. Josiah did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, walking in the ways of David his father, and turning not aside to the right hand or to the left. This is right today, God's word is our standard. God's ways are high above man's ways, Isaiah 55:8-9. We are forbidden to do that which is right in our own eyes, Deuteronomy 12:8, and Proverbs 14:12. That only which is right in God's eyes must be done, 1 Kings 14:8. When Josiah was 16 years old and had been king for 8 years, he began to seek after God, or to learn the true worship of Jehovah. And in the 12th year of his reign, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of idolatry and idolatrous priests. He extended this work into the kingdom of Israel, slaying the living idolatrous priests upon the altars and burning men's bones upon them. Number 3 of the introduction, Josiah orders the temple repaired. Having purged the land and the temple, Josiah ordered the temple repaired. The temple had been standing since Solomon built it, almost 400 years. About 200 years before this, as we have learned in lesson 3, Joash repaired the temple. Hezekiah made some repairs, 2 Chronicles 29:3. Besides the decay wrought by time, such idolatrous kings as Ahaz and Manasseh during the first reign and Amon had greatly neglected and abused the temple. The money to repair the house was gathered and delivered into the hands of faithful workmen to do the work. None of the money was misappropriated or squandered. There was no reckoning made with these workmen of the money that was delivered into their hands, for they dealt faithfully, 2 Chronicles 34:8-13. And now for the explanatory notes of our passage on 2 Chronicles 34:14. As the introduction states, this is on the section, The Bible Lost, under the explanatory notes, section 1, The Bible Lost. Here it is. As the introduction states, Josiah ordered Shaphan the scribe, Manasseh the governor of the city, Joah the recorder, and Hilkiah the high priest to repair the temple. This was in the 18th year of Josiah's reign, 2 Chronicles 34:8. Soon after he began to reign, this collection of money for repairing the temple began and continued into the time of this lesson. It had been gathered by the Levites from the remnant of all Israel and from Judah and Benjamin and stored away in the house of God, 2 Chronicles 34:9. When the persons Josiah had sent to attend to this matter brought out the money from where it had been stored, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of Jehovah given by Moses. And the margin says, in the American Standard Version, by the hand of Moses. This then may have been the original copy of the law written by Moses. Moses commanded the priest to place the copy he had prepared beside the Ark of the Covenant in Deuteronomy 31:24-26. While the king was commanded to make a copy of it for his own use in order to read therein all the days of his life, that he might fear and obey God and teach the people to do the same, Deuteronomy 17:18-20, printing was unknown. The law had to be transcribed, and there were but few copies of it at any time, less during the times of the wicked kings, for they kept no copy of it for their own use. They despised God's law, desecrated the temple, destroyed the sacred vessels of his service, set the altar and the Ark of the Covenant aside, 2 Chronicles 35:20-3, and worshipped and served idols. Well, that sets us up for this lesson. We'll continue this lesson in the next class. Now, you be listening for that bell to ring, and don't be late, and have your Bible ready. And as the old schoolmaster would say, you may now be dismissed.